What's up, all? It's B. Dangerous back again with another edition of Dangerous Sports Talk. And the best part of waking up is seeing 0-1 and smoking a blunt. But before we even get into that, please follow me, DB Dangerous, on Instagram and Twitter. At DB Dangerous, of course. Also, follow this very podcast that you're listening to right now on Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. Or whatever you listen to my show on, because I know it's on different platforms. But let's just get right into it. So the NBA season started last night. And the more things change, the more shit stays the same. And the Lakers did what they always do on opening night. And with this loss against the defending champion Nuggets, you know, the same team that swept their asses out of the playoffs last year. They ended up winning the game 119 to 107. We had LeTwat with a dry ass 21 points. I believe this guy's name is Taurean Prince. He had 18. Austin Reaves had 14. D'Lo had 11. And what did AD do, you might ask? Well, he had an astonishing 17-point game and couldn't sneeze another point in the second fucking half. So, you expect the Lakers to pay you the money that they paid you after you signed the extension? Just perform like this? Absolutely the fuck not. If you gonna perform this way this season, and that's if that's the case, you might as well stay fucking injured because you'll have more use on the bench. You're supposed to be the dominating force, AD, and you get 17 points in the first half. Okay, fine. Score in the goddamn second half, but you can't even do that. So, like I said, you deserve this hand-breaded loss, and the season starts in familiar fashion. So never think that B has not seen this show before. And as expected on my Facebook page, because that's where I usually post all my sports stats and stuff like that, nobody wants to write a ticket to see me because I can tell you exactly what happened. Also, we had another game last night. We had the Suns versus the Warriors. And the Suns beat the Warriors by 4, 108 to 104. Now, I better hear y'all screaming about that Warriors loss from the mountaintops. Because we know that it's absolute blasphemy for the Warriors to lose anything, remember? You got Mr. Devin Booker with 32 points. CP3, he had 14. Steph had 27 points. But at fucking least, he can score in the second fucking half and not gas the fuck out. At least Steph can get his team involved to keep them in a competitive range. Because there was a couple minutes where I thought the Warriors were gonna actually take over and win this game. But we know the Suns usually start off hot with these guys on the team. I don't even know how many points KD had because I didn't write it down. But I know KD was there and he performed. Star players performing on opening night. How do you like that? And the essence is obviously a shot at AD because he deserves all the fucking smoke. You can go out there, you can dominate, you can do this, you can do that. Okay, that's perfectly fine. But when you play pussy like this, of course it's gonna make world news because people expect more out of you. Then you sit there with a little boo-boo to hurt fool sad look on your face. Listen, I don't do puppy dog eyes, sweetheart. You get your ass on the court and you perform. No ifs, ands, or buts. Work on your lower extremities so you don't tear like paper on every single contact play or break like glass. And do me a really big favor. Get that head out of your ass and do what you know you can fucking do when you settle in. Let's see what else we got. Oh, and the Bulls play tonight versus OKC. Now, the Bulls are slightly different because usually they start off pretty good, you know what I'm saying? I'm always looking forward to see what DeRozan and Zach are gonna do, plus the new pieces that they added. And once again, we are in a season without small balls, because he is out with another knee injury. I guess them small ball jokes ain't so funny now, are they, Bulls fans? Because it was all good and gravy when he was on the Lakers being injured. It was cool when I was criticizing him there. So you pay Lonzo Ball all that money just to sit on the damn bench. And I believe what somebody told me a while ago was the injury that he has is, I believe, the same one that Brandon Roy has. And yes, it is very sad. I understand all of that. But it's kind of pointless to pay somebody X amount of money if they can barely stay on the damn court. And all they can contribute to the team is just encouragement and hand claps. But, like I said, Garpax is going to do what Garpax does. And they're not going to give a fuck. As long as they make money, they can give a fuck what goes on. Even if the same, even if the script has been the same for years. You get a decent team. You get the city behind them. You get the fans behind them. And as you start to get more successful, management and coaching have some sort of issue. The players have an issue with front office. And then when front office wants the same respect as coaching because they put this team together, you're gonna have a problem. And we've seen this before, of course, with Reinsdorf and Kraus. And the issues with him, with them, Jordan, Phil, and the whole Bulls team in the heyday was very well documented. So when egos are involved and when teams are winning, it's always gonna be a problem. But when the same thing keeps happening year after year after year after year, it gets a little bit redundant. So while I am excited for the Bulls, I'm gonna need something to happen this season because at some point something has to give. Because you can only keep losing and losing and losing so much, especially when you have these star caliber players on this team. Because it's absolutely okay to build around DeRozan and Zach because you know you're gonna get, they're gonna perform every night if they're not injured. And injuries obviously play a factor into why the Bulls end up having the seasons that they have. But I'm not even gonna put that into the air. I just know what the Bulls are capable of doing. I hope they show up and play against OKC. And that's gonna be that. Also, I wanted to talk about this in my last fucking episode, but I damn sure forgot. So the NBA is thinking of bringing back the East versus West format for the All-Star game. I say, what took you so long? It never should have changed from East to West. Because I know they're trying to be new with all this other shit saying Team Giannis versus Team LaTwat. I'm like, okay, but no. East versus West, that's what I'm used to. Because everybody represented their team and their coast. And they would wear their own jerseys. Like, I thought that was a really cool thing to do. Like, let's say from 1997 to 2002, I believe, everybody wore their own jerseys. Yes, you could still rep the West, but no. You are representing the team that you play on. So it wasn't no matching jerseys yet. But I'm like, okay. East versus West, at least that was a cooler format. Especially knowing the history that the East versus West have in All-Star games. Because this, like, team players doing All-Star games, like, I found that to be a really stupid format for years. And it's like, why would you take away what was already working in the first place? Like, yes, I know that the league wants to evolve and do this and that and keep up with things, but no. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So if they do bring back the East versus West, it will do nothing. but benefit the All-Star game because people are going to want to watch old school basketball or old school format of basketball. So for the All-Star game's sake, I hope that Adam Silver does bring back the East versus West because that's what everybody grew up watching. Not Team Magic versus Team Isaiah. You know what I'm saying? Like, granted, we knew that people used to say there's certain things back in the day saying, oh, such and such is on this team, such and such is on that team. But it was still East versus West at the end of the fucking day. So I really want to see if they're gonna do it. But we don't know what the hell's gonna happen this year, so we just have to wait and see if the NBA is actually gonna pull the trigger on it instead of just thinking about it. Because thinking and doing are two different things, obviously. And also, almost forgot to talk about this. Giannis signs a three-year extension with the Bucks, and I believe it is worth $186 million. Now, unlike certain players who can't score in the second half, his contract is actually going to be worth it. Because people forget that Giannis got them a ring, and nobody talks about that much. He has been there from day one. They drafted this guy. They believe in this guy. They built a team around this guy. They got him a championship. He got them a championship. So why wouldn't you reward a guy like that? Because Giannis has definitely put in the work to still be a top caliber player in the NBA. And he seems like a really cool dude overall. You know what I'm saying? So, do I think it's a waste of money? Absolutely not. Because this man actually shows up and plays. Like when Giannis is healthy enough to go all out in full throttle, he will go out there and he will perform like he's accustomed to doing. And that's what I like. So, while he says he can't turn his back on his team, that's admirable. Because you scratch their back, they'll definitely scratch yours. So, hey, you absolutely deserve that contract extension. And I don't even know who the Bucks play tonight because I know Dame is there. Because there have been a lot of moves that have been made this season that I would have somewhat forgot about. Because I completely forgot that fucking Chris Paul was on the Warriors. And I seen that at preseason. I'm like, wait a minute. CP3? I'm like, oh, right. He did go over there. But that's a totally different discussion right there in a different video. Let's see. Also, we have some news coming out of Dwight Howard's camp. Let us pray before I even say anything. So, what is Dwight Howard up to, you might ask? Is it because of his basketball career overseas? Nope. Well, if it's not about that, did he get another chick pregnant? Oh no, baby. This doesn't involve a woman. And I literally just talked about this a couple of episodes ago, like in July. So Dwight Howard admits to hooking up with a man on Instagram, from Instagram. And he says that everything was consensual. However, there are court documents saying that it was non-consensual. And I told y'all, the more he tries to hide his sexuality, the more it's gonna be blatant of who the hell he is. There is nothing wrong with being attracted to who you're attracted to. But when you're still in a state of denial, and you say you're not gay, but then you make it specifically clear what you want to see and do with this individual, honey, I got some news for you. You're bisexual. And it's like you didn't even need an official coming out because your actions proved it for you. So it's not like you had to do this whole big coming out thing. Because it's your business. But when you still laying down with women and You might not even be honest with these women about what the hell you're doing. But any woman that decides to be with him, talk to him, anything, has to know that his love for man meat is always going to be a part of the equation. Because he's going to do what he's going to do. Point blank, period. But, like I said, it's just, I can't even say it's a bad look for him. Because people already knew that he was some form of LGBT in the first place. But he just kept pushing against it, pushing against it, pushing against it. But it's like, sir, we've seen you grab your teammate's junk when you were in Houston. On camera. Like, he did this shit on camera. And I believe there's still a clip out there with it. Like I said, if I had the video, I would fucking insert it, have that as a fucking screenshot on my damn as a show, but I can't do that. But if you constantly do shit on camera and think it's gonna slip under the radar, and it still comes out anyway in a different shape or form, listen, just be honest with yourself. Because you probably didn't come out, but your actions did it for you. So, you're a part of the family, Dwight. Just step away from the doorway of the closet and walk through it. Believe me, you'll feel much better about yourself, and you won't have to hide so much of what the hell it is you're doing. Because I wonder how many women have been saying, "My man, my man, my man," about Dwight Howard, while not knowing he was saying the same shit they were about someone else's man. But I'm getting sidetracked because I'll go in about this shit all fucking day. Let's see what else we got to talk about here. Yeah, 17 minutes. Okay. I stretch it out pretty good. So I know I gotta watch this Bulls game and share this show with you guys because I'm still not dressed for work. And I woke up late because I didn't go to sleep until dumb late. But as always, I thank you guys for your level of support for the show. I see the numbers growing, so y'all definitely have been listening to me on Running Up the Listen. So, to all my supporters, I thank you guys so very much. I'm humbled. I love you guys so much. If it wasn't for you guys, this show would not still be steadily growing. So, and I try my best to give y'all the best quality content, even if I stumble over my words at times. Even if things don't come out the way that I would expect them to, I still get my point across, regardless of how long a show I do. So, like I said, my supporters, I thank you guys so very much. And let me start getting dressed for work and getting my ass out of here. Please follow me, DB Dangerous, on Instagram and Twitter at DB Dangerous. Please follow this very podcast you're listening to right now, Dangerous Sports Talk, on Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. Continue prayers to my boy Mike. If you guys know Mike, you know I've known him for a very long time. And he's still going through what he's going through, but I'm praying that he pulls through. Of course, this entire season is going to be dedicated to you, Mike. Absolutely, because basketball season, you know it's our favorite time of year. And I'm going to keep rocking the show for you, and we're going to keep this popping. So, to my supporters, again, thank you so much for listening, tuning in, supporting Be Dangerous, and I'm out of here. Peace.